Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
January 27th, 2009, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, what to do about iPhoto. Well, welcome back to another Digital Story. I'm going to be talking to folks right now who have been using iPhoto, who maybe are thinking about using iPhoto, or maybe who want to stop using iPhoto and move on to something else. And I tell you, the reason why I'm bringing this up this week is because I have been getting more iPhoto questions lately. And I think part of it is, I think there's a couple things going on here. First of all, there's a new version of iPhoto that's going to be released very soon. And it's pretty interesting stuff, right? It has faces, it has places, which means it has face recognition software built into it. It has places, which is a geotagging information built into it. Has all these cool new features that some of us are very excited about. At the same time, other applications such as Aperture, such as Lightroom, such as Photoshop CS4, they're presenting some pretty nice opportunities for photographers to organize their stuff, and maybe photographers who have been using iPhoto just by default because it came on their computer for the last few years are feeling like, well, maybe I want to try something else, or maybe I want to move up to something that's maybe a little less consumer and maybe a little bit more professional. And then how do I do that, and where should I move, and all that kind of stuff. So there are those folks also that have been asking me, well, what do I do? If I want to leave iPhoto, what do I do? So I thought in this show, we can talk a little bit about all things related to iPhoto. And no matter where you kind of fit in this iPhoto spectrum, hopefully there'll be something for you this week. Okay, let's start with the folks that want to move out of iPhoto. So here's the thing. If you've been using iPhoto, and if you have a lot of pictures in iPhoto, and you want to just wholesale move to something else, you really only have one option, in practical terms, as far as I can see. And that is to move from iPhoto to Aperture. iPhoto to Aperture. And I'll tell you why. What iPhoto does is that it holds all of your original shots, and it also holds a JPEG version of any shot that you've edited inside its library container. Now, that container, the contents of that container are set up, and when you first look at it, it's going to be just sort of wacky. There's folders within folders within folders, and then you find a few photos. And then folders within folders and within folders, and then you find a few photos, that sort of thing. So to actually manually go in there via show package contents and start pulling stuff out, just, I have to tell you, it really isn't practical. It's just going to be a lot of headache and a lot of frustration, and you're just going to get like 5% through it and then just be mad and run screaming out of the room. So moving from iPhoto to, let's say, Lightroom, or moving from iPhoto to Photoshop CS4-based workflow is not going to be that easy for that reason. Now, Aperture, on the other hand, helps you out. And the reason being that when you're in Aperture, you can look via Aperture into your iPhoto library and pull things out in groups. And it's very easy to do. Basically, use the import command in Aperture, and instead of choosing import iPhoto library, which I don't recommend because that just tells Aperture to just like bring in the whole mess, and it is a whole mess. Instead, import files and folders. This is what's interesting about import files and folders. When you do that from inside Aperture and you navigate to your iPhoto library, which is usually in your pictures folder, and you point Aperture to it, it looks inside the library and it sees the world via albums. So if you have a nice iPhoto library that's organized via albums, you can see those albums from within Aperture and then just bring in the albums that you want. Or if you want beforehand, do a little organization in iPhoto, create albums that you want to bring into Aperture, and then when you're in Aperture, you just point Aperture to those albums, bring them in, and it works great. Now, what Aperture will do is that it brings in your original image from iPhoto, and it also will bring in the edited JPEG if you've actually edited that image, and there's a JPEG version of it also. It will bring them both into Aperture. It will mark them. It will put them in a stack. And I believe, as I recall, it will even give you an iPhoto keyword so that you can search in your Aperture library for everything that came in via iPhoto. It's very, very nice. Now, the reason why I don't like bringing in everything from iPhoto is because this can get quite messy. You know, our iPhoto libraries are in various stages of organization. And a lot of times when you're moving into a new photo management environment, such as Aperture, it's a chance for you to reorganize. It's like moving into a new house. But yet, you have like a few weeks before you actually have to move in. And so you can go in there and you can paint the walls, and you can clean the carpet, you can do all that stuff so that when it's time to bring in the stuff from the old house, you can do it in an organized way. And in fact, you even have time to thin the stuff from your old house before you bring it into the new house and maybe leave a lot of that old junk behind. It's like the new lease on life. And so moving from iPhoto to Aperture is very much like moving from one house to another with lots of time to do it right. You can take all the time that you want. And so if you just, you know, import the entire iPhoto library, it's basically like saying, take the entire contents of my old house and just dump it in a pile in my new house and I'll sort it out later. You don't want to do that. Trust me on that. You really don't want to do that. Now, what I would do, you know, other than bringing in just the stuff that you want into the new Aperture library from iPhoto, then hang on to your iPhoto library. Leave it intact. Leave it as like an archive of, you know, the past 4 years or the past 3 years or however long it was. You can move the library onto an external disk if it doesn't live there already. You can use a third-party application such as iPhoto Library Manager to point iPhoto to that library on a different disk or multiple libraries. But just sort of leave it alone. Leave it intact. Consider it your archive. You're probably always going to have a Mac, so you'll probably always have iPhoto to, you know, look at that stuff. Let it be. Just let it be. And then start new with your Aperture library and only bring in the stuff from iPhoto that you want. That's really what I recommend. Now, one thing around doing that is that as new versions of iPhoto come out, for instance, iPhoto 09 that we're going to be seeing here, you may want to get your hands on those versions and just update your iPhoto library, so that you do keep it current and so that you can use the most current version of iPhoto for your archive. And there are advantages to that. For instance, in the new version, there are all sorts of cool new ways to organize your photos, faces and places in particular, and you may want to take advantage of that stuff for your archive. So, you know, it's up to you, as always, but that's my recommendation. So if you want to go from iPhoto to another photo management application and you want to bring in parts of your iPhoto library, or if you want the whole thing, then really going from iPhoto to Aperture is the best way to go. Now, what if you want to start using Lightroom? Lightroom is a great application. It's a fabulous application. But it's not an easy application to make the transition from iPhoto. So what I would recommend then is not that much different than before. Consider that Lightroom is your photo management application moving forward from 2009 forward. But when you're in iPhoto, if there are parts of iPhoto that you want to bring in to Aperture, that you want to bring into Lightroom, then what I would do in iPhoto is I would use the export command, export out the images that you want to bring into Lightroom, export them onto a hard drive or wherever you want to do that, and then import them into Lightroom and go that route. Again, I'm assuming that you're not going to want to bring everything in to Lightroom, that you're just going to want to bring in your best images. So it's not quite as easy as the iPhoto to Aperture thing, but it does work. And then moving forward, of course, Lightroom would be your photo management application, and then iPhoto would become your archive. And I recommend that you keep iPhoto up to date so that you can take advantages of the new features that iPhoto has for your archive. Now, if you're on the bubble about all of this, about moving out of iPhoto, then I strongly recommend that you hang on a few weeks and take a look at iPhoto 09, because they have done a lot of neat work on this application. It apparently, you know, I haven't been able to load it onto my own computer. I've been able to test it on Apple's computer. So, you know, you never really know for sure until you get it into your own environment. But it runs fast. It's the interface is very nice. They've added a few tools in the adjustments panel. So, for instance, they even give you now, they allow you to adjust saturation and protect skin tones, which is essentially the vibrance or the vibrancy slider that you have in other applications. And they've added the geotagging places and face recognition with faces. So there's a lot of good stuff there. And so if you're not absolutely convinced that you need to move to a different application, then I would seriously look at iPhoto 09. The whole iLife suite is going to cost you, I believe, $79. And you get iMovie, which is also terrific, iMovie 09, plus all the other goodies, iWeb and so forth. So you get the whole suite for $79. That's a very good deal. Or if you're ready to buy a new Mac, if it's time to buy a new Mac, wait until iLife is out, then buy your new Mac, and then you'll get it loaded onto your Mac, and it won't cost you any extra. So, you know, that's you usually want to time, you know, your Mac, your hardware purchases to make sure that you get the software that you want, if it's iLife or the latest OS or whatever. And then play with it, because I think for a lot of folks, just upgrading to iPhoto 09 is going to be very satisfying. It's definitely going to keep you busy for a while. You don't have to reorganize your library, but yet you get to start using the new features. So that's, I think, sticking with iPhoto is definitely, you know, one of the things you should consider, unless you very much have a compelling reason to move into Aperture or Lightroom or Photoshop CS4. Another thing that I want to mention along these lines is that a lot of times people will jump from an application, such as iPhoto, going to something else that they think is better without really knowing the application they're jumping from inside and out. And I think iPhoto is definitely a misunderstood application. It's a very deep application. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So even though Apple has, you know, made the interface kind of very user-friendly, that doesn't mean that it's a dumbed-down application. It's very smart. So another thing to factor in all of the stuff while you're thinking what to do about iPhoto is that make sure you fully understand the capabilities that iPhoto has. Make sure you really understand how robust this application is and all the things that it can do. Now, you know, one easy way to do this, and I don't mean this in a self-serving way, just mean this in a very practical way, is on lynda.com, I did the last iPhoto title, the iPhoto 08 title, and we cover a lot of stuff in there, and you can just literally spend an hour or two watching, you know, movies about iPhoto, And it's a very easy way to get a feel for what's in there. You don't have to take notes. You don't have to, you know, really work that hard. It's more like watching TV because you're not actually trying to learn all the functionality at that moment. What you're trying to do is just understand everything that this application can do. And then later on, if you want, you can go back and, you know, actually start to cherry pick the things that you want to learn, the new skills that you want to learn with this application. But the point is, make sure that you fully understand the application you want to leave. Otherwise, you might be bringing a lot of work upon yourself that just isn't necessary. It's a lot of work to move from one photo management application to another. There's no easy way around it. There comes a point to where you just have to say, I'm going to spend X number of hours on this project, and I just have to come to terms with that, because you know, unless you have a slave or a butler who's very tech savvy, you're going to have to do it yourself. Okay, so that's another thing. Now, what would be the compelling reasons to jump from iPhoto to another application? Well, for me, the most compelling reason, I have a couple. You know, I use both Aperture and Lightroom, and there's a lot of things about those applications that I like. One of them is that if you like to do a lot of image editing within your photo management application, both Aperture and Lightroom give you far more options, you know, and they're far more versatile than what you get in iPhoto. iPhoto is good for doing basic image edits, but beyond that, you really need something like Aperture or Lightroom if you really like to play with your photos, if you really like to stay in there. Now, if you're going to just cherry pick a few of your favorite photos and image edit them in Photoshop, then it doesn't make that much difference. But if you want to stay within your photo management application for your adjustments, then that is a compelling reason to look at Aperture and Lightroom and Photoshop CS4 workflow, for that matter. Now, another along those lines and sort of related, another reason that would be compelling for me is versioning. And in Lightroom, you have virtual copies, and in Aperture, you have versions, and this allows you to basically create a virtual copy of an image, work on it, do everything that you want, but it doesn't add hardly any space to your hard disk at all, because it's just data. Even though you're looking at a picture, and one picture is color and the other picture is black and white, the second one, the virtual copy or the version, is nothing more than data. And you can have as many of those as you want with hardly any impact on your hard drive. And if you like to have a lot of different versions of a shot, let's say that you do a lot of printing on a lot of different paper stocks, and you want, you know, one image cropped and set for 5x7, another one for 8.5x11, another for 11x14, and a fourth one for 13x19. This is where versions and virtual copies are really handy, because you can just create those different images, have them the proportions that you want, and it doesn't create any problem on your hard disk. You can have them as a stack, collapse them all when you're done, and it's all nice and neat and tidy. So that I would consider another compelling reason to, you know, move beyond iPhoto. Now, the things that you don't get with those other applications, the ability to make really cool slideshows that you can export out as QuickTime files, the whole connectivity with the print-on-demand thing, you know, for calendars and greeting cards and so forth. And now with the latest version, you know, simplified geotagging and simplified face recognition, those are the things that you don't get with the other applications. Not to mention that iPhoto will let you handle movie files, and Aperture and Lightroom still can't handle them. So if you like to shoot movies with your pictures, you know, with your digital camera, like to have them mixed in, then you can organize that in iPhoto also. In Aperture and Lightroom, you have to have a different organizational structure, different application, a whole different workflow to handle those movie files. So there are compelling reasons back and forth. The thing, you know, that I just want to hammer home is make sure that you look at, you know, it's like deciding if you're going to start dating someone. you know, and you do the pros and cons list, you know, you list all the pros that you can think of and list all the cons and then sit back and take a look at it and make a decision. I would do that with iPhoto. I would do that. Do a pros and cons, figure it out, and then you can move forward. So that's, you know, kind of the gist on you know, deciding whether or not to keep dating iPhoto. So then the last part of this that I want to talk about a little bit are for those of you that aren't using iPhoto, and should you consider using iPhoto? Let's say that you just bought a new Mac, or let's say that you just switched from Windows and you have your first Macintosh, and iPhoto is on there. It's very tempting. Should you start using that? Should you get started with iPhoto, or should you just resist that and, you know, move into Lightroom, Aperture, Photoshop, CS4, or something else? And that's a really good question. That's a really good question, because especially with iPhoto 09, there are so many cool things to play with there. So I would say, you know, evaluate really. First of all, you know, are you an amateur photographer that's doing this as a hobby? That, you know, and you don't shoot thousands of pictures a month. If you're in that category right away, you should take a look at iPhoto. Do you like to play with your photos? Do you like to make slideshows and create calendars and do all that sort of stuff? That's another reason to look at iPhoto. Do you like to shoot movies with your camera? Another reason to shoot iPhoto. Now, one thing that you can do, and a lot of people don't realize you can do this, if you're just now setting up your iPhoto library for the first time, you can set up iPhoto as a reference library. It's one of the options in preferences. I believe it's under advanced, the advanced tab. And basically what that means is that your master images don't go into the iPhoto library container. You can have them on an external hard drive, or you can have them, you know, in a separate folder on your computer's hard drive, and then you basically point iPhoto to it. Now, iPhoto in its own library containers is going to make your edited JPEGs and keep the data and all that sort of stuff. So you'll still, you know, have information in your iPhoto library container, but your masters, the images that were loaded from your camera to your computer, can be kept outside of iPhoto. So if you're just now setting up iPhoto, that's not a bad way to go, because what allows you to do is enjoy iPhoto, get started with iPhoto, but yet if you decide that you want to change up the road, if you want to go to Lightroom or Bridge CS4 or Aperture, then all of your masters are just sitting there in this nice organized location, and you can either import those masters into Aperture, or you can point Aperture to them, or you can point Lightroom to them, or you can point Bridge to them, and they're right there. And in fact, you can even use these applications, you know, all pointing to the same set of master images. So I think that's a nice way to sort of protect yourself, you know, sort of have your cake and eat it too, right? You get to enjoy iPhoto, you get to have fun with iPhoto, but you're not locked into its library container, and you can change your mind later on, and in fact, you can even point other applications to those same images at the same time. So look at, if you're thinking about this, if you're thinking about setting up iPhoto now, look at the referenced library approach. I think it's a great way to let you get started with iPhoto, but to leave all of your options open. There's just one more thing about iPhoto that I want to cover before I get on to some virtual camera club business. And that is, remember that iPhoto is the tool on your Mac that makes it easy to share photos within your entire Mac environment. In other words, if you have stuff in iPhoto, then, for instance, and you want to put photos on your iPod, or you want to stream photos to your Apple TV, then, you know, what you do is you point iTunes to your iPhoto library. You can even pick the albums that you want, and that's the easy way to move images, you know, basically from your computer onto these other devices. You can also tap your iPhoto library from within Mail in Leopard. you can share, you can have Aperture, if you're using Aperture, if you want to try Aperture, Aperture can look into your iPhoto library within Aperture. And I'm not talking about importing them. I'm talking about just browsing the library and just cherry picking a shot here and there. So iPhoto is very handy for sharing images with other parts of your computer environment. And that's another reason why I think it's worth knowing a little bit about it, and it's worth using it when it fits your needs. Even if it's not your main database, you certainly can use it for these specialized occasions. So what to do about iPhoto? Here's my bottom line. What to do about iPhoto if you're a Mac user is get to know it, learn its capabilities, learn its pros and cons, decide if it's going to be your full-time photo management application, your main one. If it is, and you're just now setting it up, then consider the referenced library approach, where you keep the masters outside of the iPhoto container. If you're already knee-deep into iPhoto and you want to make a change, that's fine, but don't try to move all the cruft into your new environment. Just pick the stuff out of iPhoto, your best stuff, move it into the new environment, and then maintain your iPhoto environment as an archive. And that allows you to take advantage of the new features of the application as they come down the pike. So there you have it. There's my take on iPhoto. I hope this is, you know, sort of helps you get your head around the situation, especially if you've sort of had this nagging feeling in the back of your head that you need to do something, but you didn't really know what to do. Either I've helped you do that, or I've just made things more confusing. I'm hoping for the former and not the latter. Okay, a little bit of Virtual Camera Club business. It's been an exciting week in terms of working with new tools. We have a new sponsor, SiteGrinder, and I've been getting to know this wonderful Photoshop plugin that allows you to build web pages, gorgeous web pages, right out of Photoshop. It's fabulous. So I've been getting to know it because I'm going to do some tutorials on that. That's been fun. I've been testing all these different papers from Red River Paper because we're going to do a black and white special feature coming up, and then I'm just going to roll right into more things with Red River. So that's exciting. And I've been talking with Boink Software about kind of changing our focus a little bit more to Boink's TV, their new product, and that seems to be going well. All three of them are our sponsors, and they have sponsor tabs on the site. And keep supporting them, and I'm going to be showing you some cool stuff with their products. I also want to mention that this month's photo assignment coming near the end of the month is about face. And so, you know, it's the portrait that isn't looking straight into the camera. That's what that's definitely all about. And also grab shots. I'm starting to get a few grab shots roll in again. Thank you very much. And if you're sitting on a grab shot, be sure to send it to me because I love running them. And just overall, the site redesign is coming along nicely. I looked at some new layouts the other day. It's looking good. It's starting to feel good. The functionality is getting there. And so that is all moving along nicely too. All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this week. What to do about iPhoto. And I'm going to be staying busy working on these other projects I mentioned, and then I'll hook up with you again, this time next week, and we'll do it all over. All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.